You usually treat your beliefs like, well, a fortress, right? You build these massive walls of opinion and dig a deep moat of confirmation bias just to protect your ego.
Yeah, from outside attacks. Exactly.
But today, we are handing you the battering ram. So welcome to the deep dive. We're jumping right into your week 12 workbook, pulling in some neuroscience notes and getting you all prepped for day four.
And specifically, we're focusing on law 12 today, which is believe as you wish, but know why you believe what you believe.
Right. Our mission today is really to bridge the gap between, you know, all the theory you've absorbed this week and the actual real world application you're going to do tomorrow.
And doing that actually requires us to master today's core workbook task, which is the KNW method formula.
Yeah. Which isn't just a cute acronym, right? I mean, it's
no, it's a literal cognitive filtration system. Mm-hmm. So first step is K. Know if it matters. You do this by asking, like, does this information actually change my daily behavior? And if the answer is no, you just drop it.
Got it. And then N is notice the BS, right?
Exactly. Instead of relying on a vague sense of common sense, you actively scan for emotional manipulation and logical leaps.
Wow. Right.
And, oh, observe what it really is. This is where you strip away the adjectives, you know, categorize the raw data. Like, is this a verifiable fact, a preference, or just currently unknowable?
Right, which is so hard to do in practice.
It is. And finally, W, weigh what you know. You force yourself to construct the opposing argument before settling on your own.
Okay, so I actually have to put on my psychology professor hat here and, like, challenge that final step a bit, because weighing what you know triggers severe cognitive dissonance.
Oh, yeah, completely.
Right. From a psychological standpoint, when we encounter info that contradicts a deeply held belief, our ego perceives that dissonance not as a simple math error, but like a literal threat to our survival.
Yeah.
We are fundamentally wired to reject it.
Yes, and that psychological resistance actually has a very real neurological basis. I mean, the brain is, it's basically an energy hoarding organ.
Right, it wants to be lazy.
Exactly. To save glucose, it builds habituated neural grooves for your beliefs so it doesn't have to consciously process them every single time.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, so when you use this formula to weigh an opposing view, you are forcing the brain to step out of that comfortable groove and literally burn physical energy, creating new synaptic connections.
It's literally exhausted.
Right. It feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because it physically costs you something.
Yeah.
But that discomfort is exactly what exposes your personal blind spots.
I love that. And to actually find those blind spots, we need to stress test this method on ourselves. The workbook exercise for today ends with three reflection questions. So, I'm putting you in the hot seat.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's do it.
Looking at those four steps we just went through, where do your cognitive grooves serve you well, and where do they fail you?
All right, well, stepping up to the microphone, I'd say my strongest is observe. Like, as a scientist, my default mode is stripping away emotional language to just see if the data is a hard fact or an opinion.
That totally tracks for a neuroscientist. What about the weakest?
Yeah, my absolute weakest is definitely knowing if it matters. Because my brain loves a puzzle, so I will burn massive amounts of neural energy going down these really complex, fascinating rabbit holes that has zero impact on my actual life.
That is so relatable. So applying the third workbook question to your situation, when you contrast those two traits, what practical action do you need to take to fix that gap?
Well, in practice, it means I need to establish strict metabolic boundaries. Like, I need to train my brain to literally walk away from trivial debates, whether online or in person, just to conserve my bandwidth for things that actually matter.
That is a massive realization.
Right. Okay, Professor, your turn to face the music. Where do you excel and where do you struggle with the formula?
Fair play. I'd say my strongest is definitely noticing the BS years of behavioral psychology training means my radar for cognitive biases and logical fallacies is pretty much always active.
I can definitely see that. And the stroke.
My weakest is that final step, weighing what you know. Even though I completely understand the psychology of ego protection, I still really struggle to genuinely explore an opposing side without my own internal bias just screaming to win the argument.
Wow. So how do you counteract that in the real world? Like, what is the actual mechanism for improvement there?
Honestly, I cannot do it internally. I have to physically short circuit the bias by writing it out. Like, I have to literally steel man the opposing argument on paper, mapping out the strongest, most rational version of their points before I allow myself to lock in a final conclusion.
Oh, man, that sounds exhausting.
It is incredibly humbling. It really is.
Well, that kind of radical honesty is really the standard we are aiming for with today's workbook. As you, the listener, document your own answers today. Use these tools to map your mental landscape.
Absolutely. And as you map that landscape, you've got to maintain your momentum. Remember, you are required to review your custom stack 3 times today.
Yes, do not forget that.
That means reinforcing your 3 code rewrites, cementing your 3 distill points, and revisiting your 2 quotes. That repetition is how we carve those new, healthier neural pathways you were talking about earlier.
Exactly. And also, please do not skip tonight's bedtime question about challenging a deeply held belief. You really want your subconscious processing that friction overnight.
Because tomorrow, for day 5, we take off the training wheels, right?
Oh, yeah. We are going to take a real, contentious, personal belief from your own life and force it through this newly sharpened cognitive filter.
It is going to be incredibly revealing. So as you open your workbook and get to work today, I just want to leave you with this final thought.
Wait it on them.
What actually happens to your mind when discovering the truth finally becomes more important to you than being right?